The first of these is known as the imageless. The imageless. And it indicates the state of samadhi's perfect freedom from all thoughts, from all conceptualization. If we think for a while, if we can just imagine even a state in which we are fully and clearly conscious, fully and clearly aware, at the highest possible level, but there's no discursive thought. If we think, as it were, of the mind as being like a beautiful, bright, blue, clear sky, with no cloud, not even a speck of cloud, this is what this state of imageless samadhi experience would be like. Most of the time, of course, the sky of the mind is full of clouds, full of grey clouds, full of even black clouds, sometimes full of storm clouds, occasionally, of course, full of clouds tinged with gold, but usually rather dark and grey and unpleasant. So the state of samadhi is a state of imagelessness, freedom from all clouds of thought, a state of freedom from conceptualization. The second samadhi, or aspect or dimension of samadhi, is known as the directionless, also translated as the unbiased, because samadhi is a state in which there's no particular direction in which one wants to go. There's no particular preference. One, as it were, remains just poised, like a sphere resting on a completely horizontal plane. It's just poised there. There's no particular reason why it should roll in this direction or in that direction of its own accord. It just stays where it is. So samadhi, the enlightened mind, is like this. It has no particular tendency or inclination in any particular direction, because it has no individual or egoistic desire. It's a rather difficult sort of state to express, but if one thinks of it perhaps in terms of perfect spontaneity, without any particular urge or impulse to do anything in particular, then one may get somewhere near it. Now the third samadhi, or third aspect or dimension of samadhi, is known as that of the voidness, shunyata. Shunyata doesn't mean emptiness or voidness in the literal sense, it means reality. So shunyata samadhi is the state or the stage of full and complete realization of the ultimate nature of existence, which cannot be put into words. It's not just a glimpse, as in the stage of perfect vision, but it's a full, a total, and a perfect realization. Now, this samadhi of shunyata, ultimate reality, is connected in some of the texts, in some of the sutras, with what is known as the ekalakshana samadhi, or the samadhi of one characteristic, which is also known as the samadhi of same or even mindedness. This is a state or stage or experience where one sees everything as having the same characteristic. Usually, of course, we see things as having different characteristics. We say some things are good, some things are bad, some are pleasant, some are unpleasant, some we like, some we dislike, some are near, some are far, some are past, some are present, some are future. In this way, we give different characteristics to so many different things. But in this stage, in this state of samadhi, you see that everything has got the same characteristic. It's all shunyata. It's all ultimately real. In a sense, it's all the same, in its very depths, in its ultimate depths. So inasmuch as everything is basically the same, there's no reason why you should have different attitudes towards different things. If everything is the same, obviously, you have the same attitude towards everything. So this is this particular state, or this particular aspect or dimension of samadhi. So if one sees everything as same, everything as having the same characteristic. Well, obviously, one is in a state of peace and tranquility and stability and rest. Now, those of you who are interested in Zen, interested especially in Huey Neng and his platform scripture, may be interested also to know that both these samadhis, that is the samadhi of one characteristic and the samadhi of same-mindedness, are mentioned in the platform scripture itself, sometimes known as the Sutra of Huey Neng. And this brings us to a very important point in connection with Zen Buddhism. Huey Neng, you may remember, says, samadhi and prajna, prajna meaning wisdom, are not different. He says, samadhi and prajna are really the same thing. Or he says, samadhi is the quintessence of prajna, or wisdom, and wisdom, prajna, is the activity, the functioning of samadhi. He gives a comparison to illustrate this. He says, samadhi is like the lamp, like the body of the lamp. Prajna, or wisdom, is like the shining, like the light of the lamp. Now, this is a very important teaching of Huey Neng and of the Zen school generally. And some Western students of Zen have found this teaching of the identity, or at least non-duality, of samadhi and prajna rather difficult to understand, if not confusing. And one may say that they have sometimes even distorted it. And why is this? The reason is that samadhi, the word samadhi, in this passage of the platform scripture, is understood in the sense of concentration. What they think Huey Neng is saying is that wisdom is the same thing as concentration, and that concentration of mind is the same thing as wisdom. But this is not at all what Huey Neng meant. If you understand him in this way, you can't possibly make sense of his teaching. You go very far astray indeed. Huey Neng's samadhi, or the samadhi of Huey Neng in this passage at least, is samadhi in the highest sense. Samadhi as identical with the eighth step of the path as we've explained it so far. In other words, samadhi in this passage means the state of being established in the fully enlightened mode of awareness. And this is in fact quite clear from the platform scripture itself. Huey Neng says quite categorically, quite emphatically, he says, people misunderstand, they misinterpret the samadhi of one characteristic. He says, some people think the samadhi of one characteristic means sitting quietly and continuously without letting any idea arise in the mind. Some people, he says, think that the recollection of samadhi is that. In other words, they think it's concentration. Now, Huey Neng rejects this interpretation. He says the samadhi of one characteristic isn't this at all. He said, if it were this, if samadhi was just concentration, he said, this would make us like inanimate objects. And he says real samadhi, samadhi in his sense, samadhi in the Chan or Zen sense, is something quite different. Now, this doesn't mean that Huey Neng is against sitting or against concentrating the mind. He's only saying that sitting and concentrating, samatha, is not samadhi in the fullest and highest sense, in the real sense. Sitting and concentrating is just sitting and concentrating. It's not samadhi. Not that samadhi which is identical with prajna, according to his teaching. True samadhi, Huey Neng says, is that which is the same, that which is identical, under all conditions and all circumstances. It's not something you experience just when you sit and meditate. Now, in the Zen monasteries, in Zen temples, of course, all three, that is to say, samatha plus samapatti plus samadhi in the true sense, are taught and are practiced. But Zen shares samatha and samapatti with all the other schools its specific contribution, the specific contribution of Zen, lies more in its teaching about samadhi in the ultimate sense, especially its teaching about samadhi as non-different from prajna or wisdom. Well, now perhaps we're in a better position to understand what it is that we're working up to, what it is we're trying to attain, what it is we're trying to experience when we follow the Buddha's noble eightfold path. We're trying to work our way up to, trying to attain, trying to experience a higher state, a higher mode of being and consciousness, not just trying to practice right concentration. What we're aiming at is a complete, a total transformation of ourselves, our whole being, at every level, in all its aspects, in the light of the initial perfect vision. And so far as we can see, this step or this stage of perfect samadhi, of enlightenment, marks the culmination of the whole evolutionary process, the whole process, at least, of the higher evolution.